Welcome to the Bearcats Insider, brought to you by Truro Mazda. I'm James Faulkner, and joining me is the coach of the Truro Bearcats, Sean Evans. And to coach, three games in the past week, picked up three of a possible 6 points, a 6-4 win at home over the Crushers, a 3-2 loss at home against the Valley Wildcats last Saturday, and then on Tuesday, a 4-3 shootout loss against Campbellton. A good stretch of home games there. What are your overall thoughts?
Need better results in the end. Don't play quite the same in the last three home games as we did prior to on the road. So trying to figure that out, and ebbs and flows of the season as well. But earlier in the season, we were coming out of the gate in the first period, guns a-blazing. Then we would kind of fade. I thought in the last three games, it's been kind of the opposite. Slow out of the gate and maybe picking up a little bit of steam as the game goes on. But trying to rectify that and play a little better here, play a little more grittier game at home. And I thought our game Tuesday against Campbellton, really good team. I thought it was a good hockey game, and they scored one in the shootout, and we didn't.
How much does the special teams enter into that? The penalty kill is still fifth in the league, but like the game against Valley, 3-2 loss, two of those goals were on the power play. And when you get the power play goal in that game against Campbellton, it snapped an 0-for-18 stretch for the team. The power play is down to the 11th best percentage in the league right now. Just one of those ebbs and flows with the season, or do you see something there?
Well, you know what? We're trying. You know, we're trying. We see that as an area of improvement. Both areas there. The only positive I can say for you is that I've said this to you before, sometimes it's not how many times you score on the power play, it's when you do. So, you know, obviously that was a big one for us against Campbellton at the end of the game. We need to be better in those areas, and, you know, I don't think we're too far off, but they can certainly make a difference in a game. Simple as that.
Sure. We look at the games of this weekend at home to the Amherst Ramblers tonight and then on the road against the Pictou County Weeks Crushers on Saturday. What are your expectations for this weekend?
The division games. Tough. They're grinding games, and for us, it's, you know how we need to play, especially 5-on-5. We respect our opponents, but it's the old saying, you respect your opponent by respecting yourself. So we got to get back to a certain amount of things that I think help us to be a playing north type of team, and that really comes down to, you know, being smart with the puck. We'll take care of that first, and we'll deal with our opponents second.
All right, and one other thing I wanted to talk to you about was last Saturday, unfortunately, a 3-2 loss to Valley, but a big milestone game for you. 1,000 regular season MHL games behind the bench. Incredible achievement. Congratulations on that. What does that mean to you?
It's pretty cool, I'll be honest with you. You know, I can give you all the cliches in the world. At the end of the day, I just move on to the next game. So if it's a milestone, great, but I'm just trying to concentrate on the game at hand. Am I proud of it? Certainly I am. And, you know, there's a million people I can thank. Most of them know who they are. And it's never really about the coach. I got the best seat in the house every night. But at the end of the day, the game's about the players. And there's been a lot of players that have come through here that if there's been any success that I've been involved in, it's because of them.
All right. Well, Bearcats back on home ice tonight against the Amherst Ramblers, on the road tomorrow against the Weeks Crushers. Congratulations again, and here's to 1,000 more. That does it for the Bearcats Insider for this week. For Coach Sean Evans, I'm James Faulkner.